All right, this morning we're going to be in James chapter 1. James chapter 1.
今天我们一起来看雅各书第一章。
I'm going to pick up where I left off back in January. If you were in the service, you remember we looked at verses 19 to 25.
我们接着我们一月份的时候的那个时候的讲道分享。
So in January it was kind of a different service. I wasn't feeling well, and so if you remember, I joined in from Zoom, so that was kind of a different experience for me.
那个时候那一天我身体不适，所以那一天我是通过 Zoom 来跟大家分享的。
So today we'll pick up right in the verses where we left off.
我们今天继续我们上次的结束的地方。
Okay, well, how's everyone this morning?
大家今天感觉怎么样？
Good. It's sunny outside, right? And it's warm. That's a plus.
天气晴朗，而且天气很温暖，非常美好的天气。
Who is ready for spring to get here?
大家对大家
right, yeah, I am too. I'll give Brother Tommy back there with two hands. Yeah. Is anybody disappointed that winter could be over soon? I mean, I don't want to speak ahead, you know, but...
大家有没有人很怀念说是冬天就要过去了?
Now that I'm talking this way, we'll probably have a blizzard this evening, so don't blame me tomorrow morning, but...
希望不要因为我这样说,今天晚上就会来暴风雪。
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully warmer weather, and it's nice out this morning.
我们盼望有美好的天气，今天是非常美好。
It's nice to see so many here in person. I know we have many online as well, so thank you for joining us.
今天是非常高兴看到这么多弟兄姐妹在大堂里边，而且很多人从 Zoom 在参加我们的聚会。
I guess March marks 2 years, right? Since things have been quite different.
三月份就是说我们在经历着非常不一样的时期已经将近两年。
So from the perspective of standing up here speaking, I enjoy looking at faces and not just a screen.
所以从这个角度来看，今天看能够真实站在这里看到大家的面孔，心里非常的欣慰。
All right, let's read this morning. Let's actually go ahead and read verses 19 to 27.And then we'll have a word of prayer and we'll jump right in.
然后我们一起来读雅各书一章十九节到二十七节，然后我们一起祷告开始。
Starting in verse 19, it says this, Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Verse 22, But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Here's verse 26 and 27 is our text for today. It says this, If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we just thank you once again for the opportunity to be here in church together.
感谢你给我们这个机会让我们能够在教会里边聚集。
God, we ask that you would help us as we look at your word to understand what it is that you've given to us.
主啊，请你，我们求你的帮助，让我们在读你的话语的时候，明白你跟我们在讲的道理。
God, I ask personally, Lord, that you would help me not to be a hindrance to those here in understanding, but that they would clearly be able to understand what your word says in spite of me.
主啊，请你帮助我，帮助我清晰地把你的话语讲清楚，让会众得益。
God, we ask that you be glorified this morning.
愿你的名，愿你们得以荣耀。
Lord, we ask that we would leave here different than the way that we came and that your word would, and your spirit would work in us today.
主，我们祷告在我们离开的时候能够和我们来的时候不一样，你的圣灵能够在我们身体里面做工。
And we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告， amen.
Now, I'm sure that you guys can all relay with me on one thing, and that is, if you're like me, you hate going to the doctor.
我想大家很多可能和我一样，像我这样的话，我不喜欢去看医生。
Well, let's just get this out there. Does anyone like going to the doctor?
让我想问问大家，有没有人喜欢去看医生的
？So if you're in the medical field, I'm sorry, right? I mean, your work is very valuable and important.
如果你是医生的话，我知道你们的工作是非常的宝贵，非常的重要。
But I wonder if it ever gets discouraging knowing that no one wants to actually come see you.
但是你有没有心里面觉得很懊丧，因为很多人，大家大部分人都不愿意去见你。
We appreciate that we're able to, but man, we just don't like to actually have to go.
我们非常感谢有这机会可以去看医生，但是我们实在心里面不愿意。
But we go because we know it's important, right?
我们去是因为这很重要。
Last week, I had to go to the doctor for a checkup. And then while I was there, you know, he's like, I want you to go now. And I want you to get a test done later this week. Just, he's like, I'm 99% sure you're okay. But just to make sure, you know, like, okay, thank you. Like, is that like a birthday gift? Like, I get to go do some extra doctor work.
上星期我去见医生，进行例检，医生给我开了一些检查，说，就是说以防万一，你还是去查一查这些项目。
It's not very fun to have to go to the doctor because it's not just you're catching up. I've had some, throughout the years, I've had some good doctors where when we were there, we got to like catch up and had good conversations, but also I was fine without seeing them for another year or two, so.
去见医生，有的时候偶尔会和医生可能一起聊一聊近期的发生的事情，但是大部分的时间，我也就是只希望一年见他一次而已。
But we understand the importance of it that we need to keep an eye on our physical health.
我们知道很重要，能够对我们的身体的健康要一直要注重是很重要的事。
Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that our doctor is not against us, right? They want to help us to be healthy.
我们要心里面知道，医生不是跟我们对着干的，他是要帮助我们。
And so we go and we get our yearly checkup just to make sure things are working well.
我们去进行年检的时候，其实就是说保证我们身体正常运转，没有什么问题。
We might go get some blood work or an ultrasound or some kind of test just to either check that everything's, you know, if there's a problem that what it is so we can correct it hopefully or just to make sure there's not any issues.
我们可能进行一些采血或做一些超声检查，目的就是说他们身体没有什么大恙，如果真的有什么问题可以马上进行解决。
So we understand the importance of taking care of our physical health.
我们非常清楚能够照顾好我们的身体的健康是很重要的。
As Christians, we also need to be to take care to have a spiritual checkup at times as well.
作为基督徒，我们心里边要知道，我们经常能够检视我们灵性上的健康，也是非常重要的事情。
We can take so much time to be concerned with our physical health, and which is not a bad thing.
有的时候，我们花很多时间来关注我们的真正身体的健康。
And we can spend a lot of time, we can go to doctors. And if you're like me, we know we're not supposed to do it, but how many of you, if you're not feeling well, you Google it?
All
right. That's like the worst, right? So like you Google it and it's like complete, I don't know, it goes all, this huge rabbit trail that never ends well for my mental health.
有的时候就说在自己不舒服的时候可能没想到去看医生，自己去 Google 去查，然后可能会自己进到一个非常进到一个一条道跑到黑的状态。
Every time I go to the doctor and mention I Google something, they usually just like roll their eyes at me, right? So
我去医生时有时候我会自己先做一些 Google, 然后看是怎样回事。
But we do that because we're concerned. We want to know that we're okay physically.
我们这样做的原因是我们心里边很关心我们自己的身体健康。
So it's important that we make sure that we're also good spiritually.
我们在同时一定要注意，我们要对我们的灵命的健康也要非常关注。
You know, it's easy to deceive ourselves. Like in verse 26, it says, if anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
我们在26节提醒我们，就说若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚伪的。
It's easy at times to deceive ourselves into thinking, hey, you know, spiritually speaking, I'm doing okay. I'm, you know, everything's fine. Everything is working well.
所以有的时候有没有我们自欺欺人，我们在说哎，我们现在状态挺好的，我们一切都还不错。
You know, we kind of go through the motions. I go to church. I took those, that medication the doctor said to take. You know, everything's good. I'm taking my vitamins.
有的时候我们会像看我们就是遵我们遵循医嘱，我们照顾身体，吃那些必要的营养素。我们也会同样的说，我们经常去教会，我们生命可能还可以，没有问题。
It's easy to just go through the motions in our Christian life.
有的时候就是很容易，就是说回顾自己的这些做的事情。
But often, if we're honest with ourselves, we realize that we're really not growing as we should be.
但真正情况下，我们真的没有是像我们应该成长的那样，来在灵命上有成长。
At times we recognize that we're not really living out what we say that we believe.
在很多时候我们没有行出来我们所相信和说我们相信的理念。
We're not following the Lord in faithful obedience and devotion to Him.
我们没有完全的顺服全心顺服的去遵循神的旨意。
And so here James in verse 26 and 27, the way he gives kind of a warning to those who feel like, hey, I'm doing pretty well, who feel like I'm religious, I'm good, I got this.
所以在雅各书的一章26-27给我们这样的警醒给那些人觉得自己还做得不错的人一个警醒。
Let's go ahead and read that text again, verse 26 and 27.
让我们一起来读26-27节。
How about we actually read it together? You can read it in whichever language you would prefer.
咱们大家一起读。用你自己的语言来读。
If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. You know, many think that they are religious. They think that they're right with God because maybe they attend church on a Sunday morning.
有些人觉得自己很敬虔是因为他们星期天来教会。
They pray, they read their Bibles.
他们祷告，他们读经。
Maybe they give.
有的时候他们奉献。
They volunteer their time.
他们自愿去做事工。
They sing worship songs at the top of their lungs.
他们就是用自己心里最高的声音来唱敬拜的歌曲。
But if we're honest, we have to sometimes recognize that we live quite a different life sometimes Monday to Saturday than we do on Sunday morning.
但是我们自己要回头审视，我们在星期一到星期六过的日子可能和我们星期天是不一样的。
Today, this is not a message to point my finger at you.
这不是说今天来用手指指向你们每个人。
Actually, these are the kind of messages that are hard for me because I have to point my finger at me.
其实我是对我自己也是在说，我在对我自己指向。
You know, I have to recognize that my time is just going through the spiritual motions. I show up to church on Sunday. I do the checklist of things that I'm supposed to do as a Christian. But am I really growing? Am I spiritually healthy?
我自己在检视我自己作为一个基督徒，我是就说做基督徒该做那些事情，主日来崇拜。读经祷告，可是在我的灵命上，是不是真正的成长了呢？
James here, he uses the word religion.
这里边，雅各用到这个词，用到这个虔诚这个词。
A few different times says, if anyone thinks he is religious, and then he says it, religion again in 26 and 27.
用这里边在26-27节，用连续的用到虔诚。
When we hear this word, I think our natural, at least mine is our natural thought, is to think of maybe like world religions.
我们在看到这个词的时候，我们经常会想到一些世界的宗教。
I think of maybe Christianity or Catholicism or Islam or whatever, the list goes on.
可能会想到基督教、天主教，甚至说伊斯兰教。
We might even think of the denominations.
我们甚至有的时候会想各种的，在各种教派下面的分支。
When James here is talking about using this word religion, which isn't a word that's very commonly used here in Scripture.
那么这里边雅各谈到的这个概念不是宗教，而是指的是虔诚。
He's talking about this the idea of our outward practice of our faith.
他讲到这个概念是我们怎样行出我们自己的信仰。
He's talking about our outward expression of our devotion to God.
然后谈到我们怎样去向神来表达我们的虔诚。
Saying this is what we do because we say that we believe.
这是我们做的，因为我们说，这是我们所说，我们相信这个。
This is us living out our faith.
这是我们应该活出我们自己的信仰。
We may tell people that I'm a Christian, or people may know that we're a Christian.
我们可能会跟人讲我是基督徒，也许人们知道我是基督徒。
And our practice of our faith is showing, hey, this is what a Christian looks like. This is how I live because I'm a follower of Christ.
我们应该真是活出我们的信仰，然后在我们生命中显示出来，向人证明这是我真正的信仰。
Sometimes there's maybe some wrong teaching, two different wrong teachings on how we practice our faith.
经常我们会遇到两种非常不正确的教导。
Some might teach that, hey, all that matters is your heart, that you have a good heart.
有一种的讲法是说 ,OK, 所有的重要的就是你的心，这是最重要的事情。
Doesn't really matter what you do or believe as long as your heart is sincere.
不管你信什么，不管你做什么，只要你的心是真诚的。
Others might teach a focus on just what takes place on the outside.
那么很多其他的另外一种方面的教导是说只注重外面的事情。
Doesn't matter what goes on inside, as long as the outside looks good, as long as you just fake it till you make it, right?
而是说不管你心里面在想什么，只要你表面表现出来的是好的，不管难道也不管是你是不是装的，只要表面做出来是好的就可以。
But God, obviously, we see in Scripture, cares about both.
但是我们看在经文里面，圣经教导里面告诉我们，我们要关注内心和外部，同时要关注。
The book of James is a common theme throughout the book of James is this idea of practical faith, of living out your faith.
那么这个贯穿雅各书的全体的这个一个宗旨就是我们要活出我们的信仰。
And many throughout really Christian history have been confused at times about the book of James.
在贯穿基督教的历史，很多人对雅各书充满了一些不清楚的想法。
Because James often puts this connection of real faith and your works and what you do.
这个在雅各书里边它贯穿的想法是把你的真实的信仰要和你的行动联合起来。
And so some have mistaken James to mean that, hey, and you know, the rest of the Bible teaches that salvation is by faith alone, but it seems like James, you're adding some works into that.
那么很多人可能会很心里边不清楚说整个圣经里边都是在讲我们是因信称义，而在雅各书里边提到我们要同时要做。
Which is not what James is saying throughout this short book.
但是在雅各书里边，这不是雅各所注重的，不是雅各所说的。
We know that Scripture teaches us that salvation is by faith alone, and Christ alone.
那么我们知道，圣经教导我们说，我们的救赎是因信，是因基督，唯一是我们信的根基。
It's not about our works or what we do; it's what Christ is about, what Christ has done for us.
而不是说我们做的什么，而是基于神为我们做了什么。
Example.Well, this is Ephesians 2:8-9. It says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
那么这个一个例子就是以弗所书2:8-9讲到，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
But what the book of James teaches and what the word of God teaches, we see Jesus often talk about this also in the Gospels, is that true faith is evidence in the way that we live.
在雅各书教导我们整个的圣经里面教导我们真正的信仰是我们活出来这个信仰。
As a follower of Christ, as one that has been saved and transformed by Him, our life is to bear fruit for Him.
作为跟随基督的基督徒，我们真是通过他，我们生命来改变，然后我们在生命中结出圣灵的果子。
Not to gain or earn salvation or to gain God's love and acceptance, but because we have been loved and accepted by God.
不是说靠我们自己的作为去赢得神的救恩，而是因为我们已经得救，所以我们的生命被改变。
We're not changed because of our goodness, but because God has given us a new nature. He's made us a new creature.
我们改变并不是因为我们自己真正的本性改变，而是因为神改变了我们，给我们了一个新心。
Just as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
正如哥林多后书5:17所讲，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This doesn't mean perfection, that now we're perfect and we no longer struggle with sin.
这并不是说我们已经达到完美，我们不再和罪在做斗争。
Which I know that we all can understand that.
我知道我们大家都有这个经历。
But as a child of God, we have the Holy Spirit working in us through the Word of God.
作为神的儿女，我们有圣灵通过我们来行出他教导我们改变我们的。
Even though we'll never be perfect here on this earth, we know that God is making us more like Christ.
尽管我们不完美，但是神圣灵的工作让我们更加接近耶稣。
And so salvation is by faith.
所以说我们的得救是本乎恩。
We see in scriptures that a changed heart will lead to a changed life.
我们从圣经里面看到，改变的心能够改变我们的行为。
Real change on the inside leads to a noticeable change on the outside.
真正的内心的改变能够表现在外部的行为的改变。
So James says in the verses leading up to 26 and 27, he says, "Hey, as followers of Christ, we need to take God's word. We need to do more than just hear His word and listen to it, but we actually need to do it."
所以在雅各书这个1:19-27一直在告诉我们，只要你们要行道，不是单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
In verse 22 of this chapter, it says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only."
所以说，在22节就是提醒我们我们要行道，不光要听到。
And so are we responding to the word of God? I'm pointing my fingers at myself. Am I responding in my life in the way I interact with my family, in my community, and here in church, in a way that is following the Lord in obedience?
所以我在检点我自己的时候，看我的回对神的回应，我的人，我的家庭，我是不是真的是行出神所教导的？
How am I doing spiritually? If I go to a spiritual checkup, how would I be doing?
我在属灵生命上做得怎么样呢？如果我有个属灵生命的年检，我的结果会是什么样呢？
To use the language of James here, is my religion real? Do the way that I live out what I say, that I say I believe, does it make any difference?
所以在雅各书教导我们，我的信仰，然后能不能让我的行为是不是不同？
Am I living out what I say that I believe is the word of God?
我活没活出来我所相信的神所教导我们的话？
Is my religion, is my outward practice of my faith real and acceptable to God?
我的真实信仰的那些实践是不是对神来说是可以接受的？
Does it actually reveal the life-changing work that God has done and is doing in me?
我的行为上有没有反映出来神把我的生命彻底改变的一个证据？
Once again, want to just clarify, not that perfection or not earning salvation, but because I have been saved, because God has given me a new nature. I'm a new creation in Him.
这里边就是再讲一遍，不是因为我们的因我们的作为取得救恩，而是因为我们得了救恩，我们被改变，所以说我们行为会不同。
So this morning I want to ask us to ask ourselves, is our religion real and acceptable to God?
这时候我们要问自己一句话，那么我们的这个虔诚，我们的信仰是不是真实是被神所接受的？
Is the way that I live out my faith, is it acceptable to him? Does it represent the work that he is doing in me?
我的行为，我做的一切，有没有是能够代表神所教导我的信仰？
Or have I placed my faith in Christ and now I'm kind of just going through the motions?
我把我的信心要建立在基督身上，而不是说每天就做出那些习以为常的那些行为。
And I'm here at church today, so I can check that off.
那么今天可能是我来教会了，那我今天 OK 这一项事情做完了。
I read my Bible at breakfast, so I can check that off.
我早饭之前我读了圣经，哦，这一件事情也做了。
I didn't get too impatient with my family when they were slow to get out to the car, so I'll check that off.
所以我说在我的家人没有很快的拿出垃圾的时候啊，我那个时候没发脾气，我还是很耐心。OK, 这件事情也算可以了。
Here, I think we need to go through, I know I just at times go through a spiritual checkup to see how are we doing? Is our religion real and acceptable to God? Is it making a difference in our world and in our lives?
所以在检点自己的时候，在检点我生命的行为的时候，会看到我自己的信仰是不是真正的是被神所喜悦和接受的。
Here in verse 26 and 27, James is going to give us three signs that your religion is real and acceptable to God.
那么在26节、27节，雅各给我们三个记号，就是来证明我们的信心是我们的虔诚是神所喜悦的。
This isn't an extensive list, but we'll find as each one of these, though,reveal not just what's going on the outside, but what is taking place in our heart.
这不是说是全部的那些各种标记，但是这几项告诉我们，清楚告诉我们心里边的真实的状况。
First sign is found in your conversation.
那么第一个记号是什么？就是在你的对话中，你的讲话中会表现出来。
Look at verse 26 with me. It says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
所以我们在二十六节看到，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
If anyone thinks they're religious, they imagine, they consider themselves to be a religious person.
很多人想自己是一个很虔诚的人啊，自己心里面可能也这样的相信。
They think I love God, I'm following Him.
自己会说 ，OK， 我跟随神啊，我爱神。
They know that the people that they work with know they're a Christian.
他也知道他的同事一起工作的人知道他也是个基督徒。
Maybe that's known, their neighbors maybe know, your neighbors know you're a Christian.
可能你的邻居也知道你是基督徒。
He says this, if anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
这里边告诉我们，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
says, if I think I'm pretty good and I'm practicing my faith here, but he says, if you don't bridle your tongue, then you're just deceiving your heart. It says that your religion is worthless.
所以可能是说你觉得自己做的还不错，各个方面做的还挺好，但是你管不住自己的舌头，你真的是在欺哄自己的心，你的虔诚是虚伪的。
Why does he choose to talk about the tongue here, right? This is a pretty small list. We only have two verses and a lot to cover, but and he brings up the tongue, how we, our conversation.
就这里边为什么要提到这个舌头，这个很小的这个一个部件，但是这个提醒我们有很多的很多的在后面很多重要的事情。
Says he does not bridle his tongue. Has anybody been horseback riding?
说有没有人骑过马
？Nobody. All right, we'll have to have like a okay, a few of us, right? We'll have to have like a church horseback riding activity. Actually, no, I don't want. So I've been just a couple times in my life, and I'm not an expert, but I do understand the importance of the bridle, right? If you want to guide and steer this large animal, you need something to steer it with.
我没骑过几次嘛，但是我知道有这个经验。你要想能够骑马，能够控制这么大的一个马，你很重要的就是要带上这个嚼头，要勒住它的舌头。
What James is saying though is when we don't control our tongue, it's the same as if we jumped on the back of a horse and just threw the bridle off and like let's go.
所以雅各提醒我们，我们在生命中如果不勒住我们，不管住我们自己的舌头，就好像骑上马，没有给马带上嚼头乱跑一样。
And sadly, that's how our mouth is a lot.
这种时候，这是像我们的嘴，我们的舌头，真是做这样的事情。
Which is good. We know that as a Christian, that man, our words are powerful.
那么另外一点就是说，作为基督徒，我们要意识到我们的世界世俗是很非常的强大的。
I'm going to read different verses. You don't have to turn there. You can write them down if you'd like to look later. But in Proverbs 18:21, it says this about our tongue. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit."
所以在圣经里边有很多这样的这样教导，在箴言书十八二十一节讲到，生死在舌头的权下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
Our words are powerful.
我们的话语是充满了力量。
Our words have the ability to build up or to tear down.
我们的语言可以把一个人建立起来，也可以把一个人摧毁。
I'm sure you've heard the saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me."
我们有的时候听到说是这石头和这个。这个棍棒可能是会毁灭我们，但是这个话语可能是招不着我们。
I think if we're honest, we would say that statement is actually pretty terrible.
那么真正其实这句话说的是很糟糕的。
Sticks and stones might break my bone. Most likely that would heal, but often find that words that are said even years ago have an impact on.
所以有的石头可能棍棒把我们在身体上面毁坏，但是我们还会恢复。但是多少年前的一句伤害的话，可能和我们用。
Maybe somebody years ago said, "You're not worthy. You're not worth it," and you still remember that years and years later.
所以很多人说过，说你不配得，你这人真是很糟糕。可能是多少年以后，这句话依然让你心里边记忆犹新。
So our words have a lot of power behind them.
所以我们的话语充满了力量。
And the Bible talks about how, as Christians, the follower of Christ, how we are to talk. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion."That it may give grace to those who hear.
在圣经里面教导我们该怎样去谈话。在以弗所书四章二十九节教导我们，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
The reason here that James brings this up about our tongue is not just because, hey, as Christians, there's a way we're supposed to talk and not talk.
这个雅各提到了这个管理我们自己的舌头，不是说你作为基督徒你应该这样说，不该那样说。
But we see in Scripture that it goes much deeper than that.
我们看到圣经里面教导我们，这里的意义比那个要更深远。
Our speech often reveals what's actually going on in our heart.
我们的话语真正的表达出来我们心里面真实的状况。
But Jesus even says in Matthew 12:34, he says, "You brood of vipers," he says, "How can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks."
在马太福音十二章三十四节讲到，毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
The reason James uses the tongue as a sign that your religion is real and acceptable to God is because the words that you speak are a window into your heart.
那么雅各在这里边特别的强调，舌头是提醒我们的说出的言语，真正的反映出来我们心里的真实状况。
Just as you might go to the doctor to get a test done, to check to make sure everything's going on well in your heart.
就好像是我们在去医生，然后呢，在医生检查 检查我们状况都很好。
See in scripture that our words are that test that looks into our heart that shows, hey, what's actually going on?
圣经教导我们的话语就是这样的一个检查，能够对我们检查我们内心属灵的真实状况。
You know, if we're critical with our words and we're complaining and negative, that's most likely a sign that that's what's festering in our heart.
如果我们说的话语充满了恶毒，充满了批评和指责，那么这种情况下是表现出来我们心里边的状况可能真就是这样，充满了恶毒和指责。
We gossip and talk of others because that's what's going on in our heart.
那你传谣言，你自己传一些不实的状况，喜欢这样做，那么这也是一个反应，你心里边真的就是喜欢这样做。
We use words out of anger and hate and bitterness.
我们用到那些愤怒苦毒的话语。
And that's what's going on often in our heart.
那么真正的这也是表现出来你的心里边的状况就是如此。
So James points this out as a test because he says, hey, man, as a heart, we've been given a new nature, right? We've been given a new will, a new desire to follow Christ. He says, so what is taking place in your heart? That is evidenced by the words that you speak.
所以雅各提醒我们，我们被给了一个新心，我们得救，但是我们的话语是真正的是一个检测我们心里边的真实的状况。
So we must ask God to control our words, just as the psalmist does in Psalms 19:14.
我们是要求，我们是请求神来帮助我们，帮助控制我们的舌头。
Says,
就像的这个诗篇19:14所讲。
Says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
耶和华呀，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
How different would our words be if we started our day with a verse like this?
那么我们再想象一下，如果我们一天能从这样的话语开始，我们这一天的话语会是怎样的状况？
If we started every morning, this is a good verse to memorize. If we started each morning asking the Lord, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, how differently might we respond to our family as we're all getting ready for the day?
让我们真是想象我们这一天如果从这样的一句话开始，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。想象一下这一天你会怎样对你的生活，对你的家人。
How differently might we respond at work or school when things aren't going the way that we think they should.
是想象我们在事情不如我们所愿的时候，我们怎样去回应家人和同事。
So here James says the first sign that your religion is real and acceptable to God is your outward practice of your faith is found in your conversation.
所以这里雅各提醒我们，我们真正的就是说我们在心里边的所想，真的敬虔的心，是通过我们的话语所反映出来的。
We're not going to have a time of public confession this morning, but when you have to ask yourself, what would your words reveal about what's going on in your heart?
所以今天我们大概没有时间，大家都去分享和见证，但今天要提醒大家去反省一下，我说的话语是怎样反映出来我内心的真实状况。
So the first sign is found in our conversation. The next sign is found in our compassion.
那么第一个这个印记是从我们的语言上面来表现出来。那么第二个印记呢，就是我们的同情心，我们的怜悯心。
Look at verse 27 with me.
我们看一下27节。
Well, first to go back in verse 26, James starts out by talking about, hey, this is what real religion that's not acceptable to God. This is what it's not.
那么这个在26节提醒我们，这真正的虔诚应该是这样。那么27节提醒我们应该是什么样。
In verse 27, though, he gives us two signs of what it is.
那么在27节呢，告诉我们两个印记，是应该是什么样子的两个印记。
How a heart and a life that has been changed, how that does manifest.
那么我们的心是怎样的被改变，然后这个心的改变在行为中是怎样表现出来的。
In verse 27, it says this, religion that is pure and undefiled before God. I mean, it's clean and acceptable to God.
在27节讲到在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world.
就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
As followers of Christ, we are to have compassion.
那么作为基督的跟随者我们要心里边要充满了怜悯。
Far more than even the world around us.
应该是超出我们作为世界所行出来的。
We are to love and to care for those that are in need.
我们应该爱护、关爱那些需要的、有需要的人。
Because ultimately, we are to love as we have been loved.
这最终的结果是我们应该去爱，因为我们首先被爱。
As Christians, we don't just manufacture our own love, but our love comes from an overflow of the love that we've received from Christ.
我们作为基督徒，我们的爱不是我们自己产生的，而是我们的爱是来源于那个就神灌注在我们心里边源源不断的温满溢的爱。
Sure, many of you are familiar with the great commandment, and Jesus says in Matthew 22, he says, the greatest commandment is that you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and the second is what? To love your neighbor as yourself. It's to love others.
在马太福音告诉我们这个两大诫命，第一就是你要尽心尽力尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，那么下一个诫命是什么？叫爱人如己。
This morning we took the Lord's Supper and we remembered Christ's love.
今天早上我们领了圣餐，我们来纪念主的爱。
As people who have been shown love, that love should overflow because we have enough to overflow. It should overflow into how we love and care for others.
那么人们应该能看到，因为我们被爱，那个爱在我们心里边真是溢出，我们应该表现出来是这个溢出的爱是怎样在我们生命中彰显。
Even Jesus, when talking to his disciples in John 13:35, says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
在约翰福音13:35讲到，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
It doesn't say that they'll know you're my disciples, you know that you're my followers because they know your theology.
在这里有没有讲到说你是我的门徒他们的看到你认你知道我们的神学。
Because they know what church you attend.
或者是他们知道你参加哪个教会。
Because they know what you do or don't do.
或者说他们知道你做什么不做什么。
Jesus says to his disciples, they'll know that you are my disciples, you have love for one another.
而这里边耶稣告诉我们你们若有彼此相爱的心众人就因此认出你是我们的门徒了。
And here James doesn't give us a whole list, a long list of everyone we are to love, but he does give us a very specific list here.
那么雅各在这里边给我们非常非常清楚的指示。
It says, religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction.And to keep oneself unstained from the world.
清楚的这个雅各清楚的告诉我们这个在我们父面前清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
So as followers of Christ, those who've been loved, those who've been cared for, we're to care for all those in need.
所以在我们作为基督徒我们要关心那些在患难中有需要的人。
Specifically, James says we are to care for the orphans and widows.
而且特别的指出我们要看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Here, and when James is writing this in the first century, he's writing to a group of Christians who have been scattered because of persecution.
当时在雅各写这封书信的时候他是写给那些分散在各地的基督徒。
And here, maybe out of more than any other group, is this the orphans and widows here in the first century, they had very little legal right or representation.
在当时那个状况下很多的孤儿寡妇他们没有任何的法律的保障。
And so they were often vulnerable and helpless.
他们当时是非常脆弱而且经常的非常无助。
They were often taken advantage of.
经常是被人占便宜受欺负。
So here James points out a group of people that we are to care for that need care, that need love, that need protection, that need help.
这里边雅各指出这样的一些弱势的人他们需要我们去帮助需要我们去去帮助他们在患难中。
You know, sometimes we don't mind helping people, especially when we realize, hey, they might be able to help us in return.
有的时候我们想，哎，我们可能会帮助一些人，尤其是意识到我们帮助会给我们带来回报的时候。
James says, pure religion that's acceptable to God is a compassion and a love for others who may not be able to give you anything.
而这里边雅各告诉我们，真正的清洁没有玷污的虔诚。就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，而这些人可能不会给你任何回报。
We may not live, or we don't live in the first century anymore.
我们不再活在第一世纪。
We might have different laws, and we have life insurance and retirements.
我们有不同的法律，我们可能有一些保险有一些退休金。
And so you may feel at times, hey, maybe someone who's lost a spouse, they don't need a thing. Maybe their spouse left them well cared for.
我们有的时候会想，可能是哦呀，这个寡妇可能是可能是她寡妇，她生前她的配偶已经留下足够的东西，也许她不需要帮助。
As the Church of God, as As those who have been saved by God, those in the family of God, we need to be intentional to care for, to love, and come alongside.
我们在作为教会的，我们作为在教会中，我们要看到，要非常的注重，要看到关爱这些人，他们可能有特殊的需要。
Maybe that means financially.
这可能是从财务上面帮助。
Maybe that means helping with a physical need.
也许是说从一些具体的情况上帮助。
Maybe that shows itself in encouragement and help and time.
也许有的时候是给他一些鼓励的话语，可能花时间和他们在一起。
Even when James here talks and he mentions orphans.
这里边还谈到了孤儿。
It's easy to think sometimes here living in America that's just like a problem somewhere else in the world or just in the first century.
所以我们在今天的美国可能会想到这个状况可能是当时只有一世纪才存在的问题。
We see that there's many that are vulnerable and hopeless and helpless all around us.
我们其实看到在我们周遭有很多人是非常的脆弱。非常的无助。
We see that God's heart is for the orphans and widows. God's heart is for those that are in need, that those who are helpless.
我们看到神的心是真的是在这些患难中的孤儿寡妇身上看到那些脆弱和需要帮助无助的人。
Let me read you a few verses. We see that God's heart is for the fatherless. It says in Psalm 68:5, it says, He's the father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation.
我们知道神的心是在孤儿寡妇身上。我们在诗篇六十八章五节看到，神在他的圣所做孤儿的父，做寡妇的伸冤者。
God has a special place in His heart for orphans and widows, those who were vulnerable. That even when He created the nation of Israel, He specifically gave them rules for how they were to care for orphans and widows and those in need.
神的心里边对孤儿寡妇有一个特殊的位置，他。创造了这个以色列这个族，但是呢，他特别的彼得指出，你们要关注这些孤儿和寡妇。
The nations around the nation of Israel were often pagan and brutal.
那么这些周围的这些国家可能是非常的残忍。
And part of God's reason with the nation of Israel, He says that not only are you going to be my people, but that you are going to be an example of what it looks like to be the people of God.
他在给这以色列族讲说你是我的民那么你要作为一个样板向其他的族裔表现出来作为的民你应该是怎样的
So he says instead of taking advantage of the vulnerable you are going to help and care and love and provide
所以你要在身要帮助帮助关爱那些需要的人
In Exodus 22 I'll read this real quick In verse 21 it says You shall not wrong a sojourner This is a rule that he gave to the nation of IsraelYou shall not wrong a sojourner or oppress him, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child, for if you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry and my wrath will burn. And he tells them this harsh punishment against them. He says, I will kill you with the sword and your wives shall become widows and your children fatherless. God was serious about this to the nation of Israel.
在出埃及记22章21节到24节不可亏负寄居的也不可欺压他因为你们在埃及地也做过寄居的不可苦待寡妇和孤儿若是苦待他们向我一哀求我总要听他们的哀声并要发烈怒用刀杀你们使你们的妻子成为寡妇儿女成为孤儿
This wasn't just a problem there during the time of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. It wasn't just a problem in the first century.
所以说这些的问题不仅仅是当年在第一世纪特有的或者是只有以色列族特有的问题
But even in our world we still see much need
我们即使在今天的社会我们也看到这方面的需求
Worldwide some debate different numbers but worldwide estimate there's 150 million orphans
真是在世界上有一个现在的估计大概有150个 million 那些的孤儿还存在。
One hard thing, I'm sure just like you watching the news of what's going on in Europe. And I had been following even before all this took place, and there's a huge orphan crisis in the country of Ukraine. And now that's obviously manifested even more. And so we see there's a huge need around us, but not just we think we can kind of get callous to it, ignore it because it seems like it's far away, but even in our own country,
其实在这个现在的战争我们看到有很多的可能离家失所有很多孤儿其实在这战争之前乌克兰也有很多的孤儿那么就说是现在这个状况可能是非常严重
On any given day, there's over 400,000 in the United States of America, 400,000 children in the foster care system.
就是在美国，现在有很多就是大400 million 这些的人在各种各样的福利院。
And so we have to ask ourselves, hey, how can we care for those that are vulnerable? How can we care for those who are in need?
所以我们要问我们自己，我们怎样去施援手？我们怎样去帮助那些在患难中需要帮助的人？
How can we care for those who have lost, who are lonely, who are maybe in a physical need, financial need, emotional need? How can we be there for them? How can we care?
我们怎样去帮助那些人，是不管是也许他们孤独，他们失去了所有的一切，在财务上和各方面都需要帮助的人。
How can we love as we have been loved?
我们怎样去爱他们，像我们被爱那样。
What can we do to care for those in need?
我们怎样去帮助那些有需要的人。
In Matthew chapter 25, we won't read there for time, but we see that when we care for others, when we meet the needs of others, it's as we're doing it for Christ.
那么在马太福音25章讲到说我们在关心爱护别人的人，就是说我们是在为神而做。
We see that the Christian life is not just a passive one, but it's supposed to be an active one.
所以我们看到基督徒的生命不应该是一个被动的生命，而是应该是主动的生命。
So James points out that a religion that's real and acceptable to God is not just having compassion, like, hey, we feel sorry. I think any of us, if we see someone in need, well, you know, our heart breaks for them. We feel some sympathy.
那么真正在作为基督徒的一个印记，就是说我们要有这个心里要有这个同情心、恻隐之心。我们看到那些有需要的人，我们是心里边有感动、有触动。
But what James is talking about is a compassion that leads to action.
那么这里边雅各是提到的特别的一点，就是说这个同情心要有行动来做支撑。
Aren't we glad as Christians that God didn't just feel sorry for us or sad for us?
所以我们作为基督徒，神不是仅仅的说，只是让我们觉得心里不忍。
But His love and compassion led Him to act.
他对我们的爱和对我们的那恻隐之心，是让他做去行动。
You often see the word even compassion in the Gospels when Jesus says he had compassion, you know, on the crowd that was hungry. He didn't just, man, I feel really bad, they're hungry. He fed them.
那么这我们在圣经中也看到，当耶稣看到人群他们饿的时候，他心里边有了那种同情和恻隐之心。他不是仅仅停留在那儿说哦，很抱歉你们饿，而是说他真的是采取行动来喂饱他们。
James says that your conversation is a sign that what you say you believe is what you believe, what you're actually living out.
所以在雅各提醒我们，我们的言语上表现出来我们心里的真实所想。
He says your compassion is a sign that your religion is real and acceptable to God.
那么你的同情心表现出来你的虔诚是真实的。
We're just about out of time, but let me give you this last one. The last one is found in your character.
那么这是在最后一点，就是说我们要就是关爱这些人。
Look at verse 27 again. It says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world."
咱们再看一下雅各书一章二十七节，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
It says that we're to care for the orphans and widows, care for those who are afflicted.
这里面提醒我们要关爱那些需要的人。
Then he says, "We are to keep oneself unstained from the world."
而且还提醒我们要保守自己不沾染世俗。
I think it's maybe easy to confuse this. God's not talking about, "Hey, we need to be perfect."
所以这里边，神并没有说你要一定完美无瑕。
Or maybe even do what many have done and throughout Christianity, where they've kind of just separated themselves from the world completely.
或者说，也不是说让我们像在基督教历史上有些就是做到的，要和世俗彻底的脱离。
That's not really an option for a Bible-believing Christian, because we're supposed to be a salt and light in our world. So we have to go out there. That means we might get dirty at times.
所以这里边其实真的是提醒我们，我们在现在社会中，我们要做世界的盐和光。所以有的时候我们可能会身上沾染了污秽。
We're to be in the world, but not of the world.
我们要在世界中，但是我们不要爱世界。
So I believe that James is talking here is not that we just avoid all the world and we just hide ourselves away alone.
所以雅各在里边说，不是说我们要远脱离社会，然后洁净己身，躲在一个远远的地方。
But as Christians, we need to be intentional to not be influenced, and guided by the world's philosophy.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们要非常小心，我们不要被世俗的理念所影响。 然后世俗的理念来指导我们的生活。
And what the culture around us says, or what the world's worldview is.
所以说不要是被这些习惯文化和世俗我们周围的文化来受他们的影响。
But as Christians, we are to be influenced and led by the Word of God.
我们作为基督徒，我们应该是受圣经、受圣灵的指引，由神的话指导我们的生活。
Seems like every week I see more churches or pastors, and not to point fingers at people, but that seemed at one time to preach the Word of God, but now have moved from being faithful to God's Word now to just adapting to whatever culture tells us.
所以在每星期我经常会读到一些教会的一些领袖。 从原来是来宣讲神的话，然后到慢慢的采取了世俗的那些想法。
So as Christians, we need to be intentional to allow God's word to be the one that influences our decisions and our choices and our worldview.
所以作为基督徒，我们要遵循神的话语，不要让世俗的准则来指导我们的行为。
Here in closing, as we think of this spiritual checkup,
所以作为结语，我们来想象一下我们的灵命的这个检查。
We ask ourselves, is the way that I'm living, the way that I practice my faith, is that acceptable to God?
我们来自己来自检一下，那么我生活的方式，我说话的态度，原因是神所喜悦的吗？
Is it a reflection of what Christ has done in me?
是不是一个反映出来神在我生命中做的一切呢？
Am I really living out Monday through Saturday? Am I living out what I say that I believe?
在我的星期一到星期六，我有没有活出我所说的、相信的那一切呢？
If I didn't tell somebody I was a Christian, would they know that I was a Christian? Or at least know there was something different by the way that I talked and lived?
如果我不告诉别人我是基督徒，那么别人会不会从我的行为、话语和各个方面形式上面来看出我是个基督徒，看出我的不一样呢？
Let me ask you this. So how will I, and this is something I've had to struggle with this week as well, is how will I control my conversation this week?
我对我自己的挑战也是要这星期我怎样去来怎样去怎样在我的话语中表现出了我的信仰。
What will my words reveal about my heart this week?
在这一星期我的言语会怎样的反映出我的内心的状况呢？
How will I love like Jesus loves me?
我怎样去爱周遭的人像神爱我一样呢？
Today, I didn't give you a list of things that you should do as far as caring and helping, and I want to encourage you to go and ask God, hey, God, where can I meet a need? How can I show your love this week in my community?
今天我没有给你一个具体的一个清单怎样去帮助那些需要的人。那么今天你来祷告，向神去祷告祈求，来求神指引你该怎样去帮助周围需要的人。
Lastly, I want to challenge you just to allow God's word to influence you this week.
那么在最后呢，我想挑战大家，是让神的话语来影响你的生命和生活。Develop
your thoughts, your worldview, your philosophy, truth on the Word of God.
那么在你的观点和你的世界观、想法、形式上面，让神的话语来做你的准则。Let's
have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。God,
we thank you so much for your goodness to us, God. We thank you for your love and your compassion.
神啊，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们的爱，感谢你给我们的真实心里面那种同情和爱心。God,
we ask the Lord, we don't want to just live a ritualistic life or just to do things to feel good about ourselves.
主啊，我们不想过我们那种有一个这样一个走一个形式的那种基督徒的生命。主啊，我们需要活出真正的基督徒的样式。Lord,
we want our lives to reflect the work that you've done in our heart.
我们是主啊，帮助我们，让我们的生命真的能够反映出来你在我们生命中所做的工。Lord,
we don't want to do good so that you'll love or accept us. Lord, we know that you already love and accept us. And God, we want to live our lives out of a faithful obedience and thankfulness for you.
主啊，我们不要因为去做来赢得你的赞赏，而是因为你爱我们，你已经就是爱我们，让你的爱在我们生命中彰显，让我们活出敬虔。 让你敬虔忠实，让你喜悦的生命。Lord,
would you help the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable to you, God?
主啊，让我们口中的话语，让我们心里面的祷告能够让你喜悦。God,
would you open up the needs around us, or would you open our eyes to the needs that are around us in our community, in our world, and even in our church, Lord?
主啊，让我们张开眼，看到我们周围，看我们世界，甚至我们教会中那些有需要的。
Lord, would you give us the courage and the discipline, Lord, to actually act on those needs and not wait for someone else?
主啊，给我们这个勇气，让我们能够看到这些需要，让我们主动去采取行动，而不是等别人去采取行动。
Lord, help us to look at your word, help us to mold our life around your truth, help us to be influenced by you.
让我们真是定睛在你的话语上面，让我们的生命能够被你的话语所铸造成型。
Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
Thank you.